taking time to settle in and to form an intention for this period of practice that feels right for you. Perhaps forming the intention to, as best you can, simply hold your awareness in the present moment with a non-judgmental kindness towards yourself. And settling into a posture of some comfort, recognizing that this meditation does not need to be practiced in a seated position, but can be done lying flat on the floor or even standing up, whatever is right for you. If you are seated, allowing yourself to take on an alert, dignified sitting posture. And whatever posture you choose, just allowing yourself to settle in. And if it's comfortable for you, just letting your eyes close gently or keeping them open, especially if sleepiness becomes a problem for you. Just making yourself as comfortable as best you can. And when you are ready, gathering your awareness to focus on the movements of the breath, resting your attention on wherever you feel the sensation of breathing most strongly. Perhaps the air moving through the nostrils, the back of the throat, or the chest and abdomen rising and falling. There's no right or wrong way. Simply be aware of the process of breathing wherever you feel it most saliently. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, just gently riding the waves of the breath, following the full in-breath and the full out-breath. There's no need to control the breath in any way, just letting the breath breathe itself. And as best you can, bring this sense of allowing to the rest of your experience as you expand your attention outwards to include, along with awareness of breathing, a sense of the physical sensations that are present in your body as a whole. Perhaps noticing local patterns of sensations where your body makes contact with your clothes or the chair. Perhaps noticing your hands where they rest on your thigh or on each other. Or perhaps no sensation. Just tuning into what is present without needing to find anything in particular. And when you are ready, expand your awareness out even further, bringing particular attention to the ears, and then expanding outwards to focus on hearing any sounds that may be present. Not straining or searching to hear anything in particular. Just open to any sound that might arise and where it might arise. Is it above, below, in front or behind you, to the left, right, near or far away? Just being receptive and open to the entirety of sounds that may be present, and the spaces between sounds, any periods of silence. Tuning into sounds simply as sensations in the field of awareness. Letting go of any categories, meanings, or other internal dialogue that you may be having about the sounds. And reconnecting with pure awareness to the waves of sounds as patterns of pitch, tone, and volume, arising and passing away in awareness. If you notice that your mind has wandered at any time, this is no problem. It is just what minds do. Letting go of any judgments that you might make about your mind having drifted off, any sense of struggle, and then just gently coming back over and over again. This process of noticing the wandering tendencies of the mind is the practice of mindfulness itself. To notice when the mind has drifted, to perhaps label it, thinking, and then to gently, yet firmly, guide your awareness back, at this point, to the arising and passing away of sounds. as you hold awareness of sounds in the foreground of your awareness, taking a moment in the background to check in with your posture. And if you are slumped or leaning in a particular way, perhaps choosing to mindfully readjust your position as you return your full attention to sounds, near and far, in your circle of awareness. And now, just letting sounds fade from your focus of attention as you regather yourself and focus your attention so that it becomes like a spotlight, and shine that spotlight of attention onto any thoughts that may be present. Just observing any thoughts that arise, come and go, just as sounds come and go. There's no need to control what thoughts might come up. Simply observing what thoughts arise, seemingly of their own accord. Noticing perhaps as you sit intently watching for the arising of a thought, how you never know what thought will come up, or when it will come up. When does one thought end and another begin? Just resting in alert, calm attentiveness. If you find yourself getting carried away by any particular thought, that rather than simply observing the process of thinking, that you are perhaps running a storyline in your mind, a storyline that is picking up momentum and generating strong emotions. When you become aware that this is happening, the practice is simply to notice that and to return to being an observer of the process of thinking. Letting the thoughts be like waves rolling into the shore and gently receding. Watching as you let the thoughts come and go, just as each wave comes and goes, leaving behind smooth, unmarked sand with its passing. And as we come to the end of this practice, returning your awareness to the movements of the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Letting the breath be as a familiar place, so that when you return to it, it is as though you are returning home. Simply being an observer of the process of breathing. And aware perhaps of any thoughts or judgments that might arise in knowing that this practice is coming to an end. Perhaps relief or disappointment, or maybe a sense of failure, as if there is a right or a wrong way to do this practice. And just letting any arising thoughts be like the waves rolling in and going back out to the vast, endless ocean, as you sit patiently, calmly, firmly on the shore, watching it all arise and pass away in rhythmic flow. And as you are ready, and there's no rush, just beginning to slowly bring your awareness back to the room. And as it feels comfortable, just letting your eyes open.